The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we heard how some Pharisees observed that Jesus' disciples did not wash their hands. Now, we're not talking about hygiene as we understand it today. They didn't know anything about germs, and so they weren't trying to keep from being infected, but rather it was a matter of spiritual cleanliness. Because according to the law of Moses, there are certain things that if you touch them, or heaven forbid, ate them, would make you unclean. And so the idea was that you may have touched something unclean, and you didn't want that to come into yourself, and it could have been a dead body, or someone who was apart from God, or blood, or anything like that. And so that's why they had ritual cleansings before eating, so that nothing spiritually impure would come into the body. Now Jesus, in the continuation that we have in today's gospel, says, hear this and understand, nothing that comes from outside can defile that person. So what he's saying to them is, these things out here, they're not going to separate you from God. What separates you from God is what you do in your mind and in your heart. And so, in other words, how do we get separated from God? By touching something impure, or touching something impure and then failing to wash our hands and then eating it, and that will come into us? No, because he says, of course, you know, food, you eat food, it goes to the stomach and then it goes out into the sewers. That doesn't separate you from God. What separates a person from God is what they think or what they do. And that is what we need to worry about. So if you wish to be spiritually pure rather than spiritually unclean, don't do things like evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. If you don't do these things, you will not be defiled, and you can live in friendship with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.